we do it like we do it.
Hey, hey, it's the Pretty Corrupt Podcast, your inside guide to celebrity scandals and the reality of reality TV. I'm Jordan Ross Myers, the man behind Twitter's notorious Don Gunvalson and Lee Raswell, along with my co-hosts Stacey Noel Connor and Nate Safer. Welcome to PCP Pop Culture. Guess who's back with us?
Who?
You!
Me!
Hi, guys. Hello. Good to see you.
Nate, I don't know if you got what Stacey just did, but she just referenced the Shannon Bedore Kelly. Who? You?
Jordan, obviously I got that reference. I mean, who? I don't. Who? Okay.
You did.
I heard the tone.
You did.
It sounded like two owls fighting.
I think I made a gif out of that. I think I did. Anyway, but this isn't the Bravo episode. This is the pop culture episode. But some people might be thinking if they just came from the Bravo episode, they'd be like, wait a minute, am I listening to the same one? Because we basically started both episodes the exact same way. Yeah.
Pretty much.
You're not having an aneurysm. There's not a rip in the space-time continuum. No, these are two different episodes.
This is PCP pop culture, and we just wanted, in case, because much like Richard Simmons, who we're about to talk about, Nate's been in hiding for the last couple of weeks for unspecified.
Totally the same reasons. Absolutely the same reasons, yeah.
A couple weeks, a couple decades. But the good news is
I'm back.
We have an update on Richard Simmons.
What, the real Richard Simmons or just the Richard Simmons biopic? Biopic.
Well, I mean, the news and his response confirms he's alive. That's good, because there was, over the past few, like 5 years, there have been
10.
Some
He hasn't been seen publicly in almost 10 years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there have been rumors about what happened to him, like death hoax and people going to his house. He lives in the Hollywood Hills, to like fans checking on him. He just wants to be left alone, I guess.
There were rumors about him transitioning. Like, there was, to the point where TMZ released an entire one of their TMZ Investigates documentaries about what happened to Richard Simmons. And yeah, so it's, you know, he's beloved. People miss him. He was one of those people that I don't know if I ever met somebody who didn't like Richard Simmons.
Yeah.
He's very likable.
Mm-hmm. He's a sweetheart. I think he just gave so much to people. You know what I mean? And and that's just emotionally, I think he'd be what you would really truly call, like, a lot of people call themselves empaths. I think he's really an empath. Like, he really feels things deeply, and he cares so much about people. But I think you get to a point sometimes that you have to start protecting your own energy, and that's what he did. And he's a sweetheart. I have friends who used to take his, and these are women at the time who were like in their 30s, and they would go to his workout classes, because they're like, they're just so much fun. They're like, we get dressed up, we go to their workout classes because he's just great and he's so sweet and they're just a lot of fun. And so they were like, let's just go do this. And they would like go every, like, once a month or so do it. So yeah, it came out that Pauly Shore is going to play him in a movie about him. And I was just like, oh, yes. Like, that's totally right. Like, I would have never thought. I don't look at Pauly Shore and go, oh, you should play Richard Simmons. But then when they put it I was like, of course he should play Richard Simmons. Of course he should. And I love Pauly Shore. I love Encino Man. I love more Son-in-Law. That's really my favorite Pauly Shore movie, is Son-in-Law. But like,
Son-in-Law's a good one.
He's like, I think it's somebody else was saying, some other creator was saying it. I can't remember who, but I'm not taking credit for what they said. They're like, hey, this could be the year. What if Pauly Shore, like, there could be Oscar buzz around this performance that he does. And like, hey, his Encino Man co-star Brendan Fraser came back and won an Oscar a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, this could be a big thing for him. And I go, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I think that's cool. And Pauly Shore's got a good rep in this town too, for being a good guy.
And they go way back. Richard and his mom Mitzi Shore were very good friends. So like, he knew Richard Simmons when he was a kid, more or less. And the movie itself has not been made yet, the full version. He made a short that's actually at Sundance. Sundance started this weekend. It's a short called The Court Jester. which is basically, it's basically like a tease for the full version biopic. He made this to get studios interested. So this one's only like 10 or 15 minutes long. And it's this particular short is based on a very specific moment, which was basically the an appearance Richard Simmons had on Ellen's show however long ago that was. And you know, you see, there's a trailer for it. If you want to look it up, it's called The Court Jester. In full makeup, he looks a lot like Richard Simmons. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, we haven't seen Pauly Shore, you know, dramatic thespian, but that doesn't mean he doesn't have it in him. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
And he is like kind of like, I think they both are like kind of like quirky pop culture niche icons, you know? And I think because Richard Simmons, I'm imagining, is a little bit of an oddball, so is Pauly Shore. So I think he can put a little like spin on it. It won't be too like, I don't know how to put it, but I think if anything, he could appreciate Richard Simmons' odd place in celebrity and pop culture.
Yeah. And there were differing stories that came out. Well, originally Richard Simmons, his people, nobody knew if it came from him directly, said that they were not on board with this. They do not support it. They don't endorse it. They didn't say that they're going to stop it because Richard Simmons had no power to stop it, but he said that we're not behind this. But then when Pauly Shore was introducing it at Sundance, the short, he said to the audience that Richard had personally texted him saying, wishing him luck, and basically saying that he was putting his support behind it. Nobody knows if that's actually true because that's just based on Pauly Shore saying it. But it'd be cool, you know, if he was behind it. And it's not like this passion project that Pauly Shore is paying for himself. Like a subsidiary of Warner Brothers is producing it. So it is backed. You know, it's not just this small indie movie that Pauly Shore is trying to put together. So, you know, hopefully it becomes something. That'd be cool.
Love to see it. I think the more we talk about it, if you know, the interwebs, if we keep talking about it, then it'll be like, yo, people do want to see this. So, yeah. Make it happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's manifest. Manifest.
Light our abundance candles.
Yep. Go down to House of Intuition, get some candles, get some crystals. Let's light this shit up.
You know what else is coming up? Lighting up my world, at least. Guess what's coming?
This is a moment I felt I manifested.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just like,
yeah.
I just spill it out there. January 31st on FX and Hulu. If you guys have been living under a rock, Ryan Murphy's next season of Feud is coming out. Mm-hmm. Feud, Capote versus the Swans. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you can't tell why I'm excited, it's the story of Lee Radswell. It is. And you know what it's being tagged? You know what it's being tagged as? Literally, the tagline for the show is the original Housewives.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The official. And I've explained it on podcasts before that was the concept, like Jackie and Lee and those women, more so, not for every franchise, but say New York and Beverly Hills, the way the shows were built about. And so I'm so excited. Lee's finally, it's probably the closest we'll ever get to a Lee Radswell biopic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless someone wants to give me like $20 million in their Rolodex or something. I don't know if Pauly Shore wants to slide into my DMs with his Richard Simmons producers. But I mean, it is. It's like the ultimate Real Housewives, but like historical, you know?
And so. Calista Flockhart's playing Lee, right?
Cliss is playing Lee. Demi Moore's in it. It's an all-star cast.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, Demi Moore, Chloe Sevigny. Mm-hmm. I forget who the fourth one is.
Molly Ringwald's in it.
Yeah,
Molly Ringwald's in it. Isn't Diane Lane?
Yep.
Isn't she in it as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Who plays Truman? That I haven't seen.
Oh, that is Tom Hollander. He's an actor. He's a British actor. You've seen him in tons of stuff.
Oh, okay. It occurred to me I hadn't seen that. I'd seen all the women, but I hadn't seen him.
Mm-hmm. So the story, if people don't know, just quick synopsis. Truman Capote was, what would he have been there? Andy Cohen? I would say he was their Andy Cohen. He was the, and his friends, the Swans, were his circle. They were the most glamorous, they were the richest, most glamorous, fashionable women in New York and high society. So you had Lee, you had Babe Paley, Slim Keith, that one who killed herself, Anne Woodward. I forget which one plays her. Maybe the point is, what happened is he was the ugly duckling, hence the Swans. He was the ugly duckling, the writer from the South who was really awkward. And these glamorous women beyond his wildest dreams accepted him and brought them in their inner circle, took him to the best parties, traveled with him, celebrated him. And when he ran out of material, he wrote a book about them and their secrets. Mm-hmm. And the feud is, they closed the doors, iced him out, and left him a broken man with no career. He ended up dying an alcoholic out in LA. Mm-hmm. So it would be as if, it would be like, okay, here is my equation. Picture first season Beverly Hills, if it was all like Lisa Vanderpump and Kathy Hilton, like that level of money and glamour. And then like, Alex Baskin turned around and spilled all their secrets and they had him killed. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's where it comes from. It was historic though. I mean, it was a moment. He was on top of the world and it ultimately ended his career. So,
Cause I looked it up. So Naomi Watts is playing Babe Paley. Yes. Chloe Sevigny plays CZ Guest. Demi Moore is Anne Woodward. Diane Lane is Slim Keith, and then Calista plays Lee. So there you go.
Yeah.
It is an amazing cast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's literally like it's kind of like a Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, late 60s Upper East Side. It was so
I'm so excited for the fashions, like the hair, the outfits, like the late 60s, early 70s, the Halston-esque type of stuff. Like, looking at their hair and everything in the music. Was it the, what's the song in the promo right now? It's like, you're no good, you're no good. Is that a Carly Simon
you're
song?
No good.
I don't. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, it's that song. That song's been stuck in my head. It's been in a loop in my head. I was just like, oh, they got me. Mm-hmm. I was like, Ryan and FX got me there. I was like, there we go. But I'm of course yeah. gonna watch it. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I've been tweeting and trying to insert myself in any possible way. Ryan Murphy still has an answer.
He did once
years ago, before I made this a big thing, he did retweet me thinking I was really Lee. So then he quickly, about 20 minutes later, unretweeted it when he realized he had been duped. But I had my moment in the sun.
You had your Capote moment.
Yeah.
I mean, if listeners haven't realized, like, Jordan kind of wants to be a little Truman Capote-esque in the world of Housewives.
Kind of?
Well, I don't think he wants to die a broken alcoholic, but poor alcoholic. He wants to go out in a blaze of glory. He wants to go out rich and cocaine filled is what he wants to go out.
I do have my little, I do have my collection of swans. No, he's actually he's buried here in LA at the Westwood Cemetery, where Hef and Marilyn Monroe and all those people are buried. And that's because he had to move out here. I think he lived with Joanna Carson, one of Johnny Carson's ex-wives, because what these women did to him were shun him from society. It was all he ever dreamed of being a part of. And he had it and they took it away.
And New York society is brutal.
These were like,
brutal.
You're talking about. Yeah. Yeah. These are the people that like Jules Aaron and Ramona, like early season New York, pretended to be when they're like, we're socialites. We sit front row at fashion shows. No. No, like Babe Paley, if you guys don't know, her husband was Bill Paley. who was the head of CBS, who's one of the most powerful men in Hollywood. And she was a socialite, debutante, born and bred like Jackie and Lee. These were all, these women didn't just wear the glamour, the designer clothes. They were the muses for the designers. Like, you've, it's a different level. I don't know if we see it. Do we see it today?
No. No, people.
No, not, we're not talking Kardashians.
Exactly. Like, Kim Kardashian tries to be that, but she's not. Like, there's something completely different to actually be a true muse for a designer and to have them dress you, make, like, just make things for, it's quite, it's something different to, like, just be dressed by somebody, have, or put something on versus.
Who would,
like,
be the, I'm trying to think in our, Nikki Hilton Rothschild would be a good example. I mean, because she's married to Rothschild. She lives in New York. She's front row of Valentine. I'm just trying to draw kind of like more the kind of celebrity people might know.
Well, I would agree because I think, because this is the thing, a lot of like super rich people who do get dressed like that, who do have that access to that, they're not necessarily, they're not on, they're not on Us Weekly. They're not in Star. They're not on TMZ. They're not on, you know, Demoir or anything like that. These are the people who really run the show, keep a low profile. So the only the people who know, know. That's, and
yeah,
that's
when she pops up, she's in Vogue.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, it's a different.
And so Nikki was famous before she married a Rothschild, but she already came from money. So then when she married a Rothschild, then she moved up many tiers in the echelons, and now she isn't that. So I would say, yeah, she'd be the one that I've, she's the one that it comes to mind that I think people in all over America would know, not just in certain circles.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just trying to like, cause it's not like, I'm not talking about like Lee and Babe Haley were like the Kardashians of their day. No, it was a different level. It was a different kind of, it was, they were American aristocracy, glitterati, Illuminati, whatever you call it, the jet set. It was just, they didn't have jobs. Their jobs were sitting front row or sitting in the right restaurant. Mm-hmm. So they were, what do you call them? What were they called? Celebutantes.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, like that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So I'm sure Ryan Murphy listens to this.
Mm-hmm.
100%. But we are going to tag him just so you guys know in this, in our promo post.
Obviously. Yeah. Obviously.
Hey, Calista.
Oh, my gosh. Man.
Yeah. What else is going on in the Stars Are Aligned? I don't know. Stacey knows all about the Stars.
Well, before we talk about the Stars, I've got a Botox update.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
I would love, I was going to ask you about your Botox. I think everybody's on pins and needles. You probably can't feel the pins and needles, but yeah. Go on.
Well, I could feel the needles because I got the Botox. Mm. I got the Botox on Wednesday.
You got it?
I got it, yes. I got it in my forehead and over here by my crow's feet. But it, I didn't realize this, but it takes about a week to 2 weeks for it to like really settle in, apparently. Mm. So, but we went, so... with my friend, plastic surgeon, Dr. Jennifer Cagle, K-E-A-G-L-E. She's great. Look her up if you're in Los Angeles.
K-E-A-G-L-E. Yep. Scribbling that down for later.
Yes. So we were talking about it because like I still like to move my eyebrows. Like I'm expressive with my eyebrows, so I still want to be able to move them a bit. So she was like, okay. So basically we did kind of like light Botox, and I have a large forehead. Very large forehead. I belong in Elizabethan times. I wouldn't have had to shave back my forehead. It's just like big enough. So I really should have bangs. But so we did it up here, and it's already kind of taking, you can't see, like I don't have the lines up there. But we didn't really do it down by my eyebrows necessarily. But then we did it over here at crow's feet. And so those are starting to take a little bit. So, but she offers retouch, she offers touch-ups after 2 weeks. So we'll see how this, because over here, it's still a little too much. So I might go back. We'll see how it is. And it might be a little bit more to get in there. I did bruise a little bit, but I also bruise easily. So I'm just that person. So I was like, she's like, I'm sorry. And I was like,
you're porcelain. Okay. You're Elizabethan porcelain skin.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And just a delicate flower, you guys. It's just so much. But
Yeah. So far I'm happy. Like I didn't have, you know, I don't have a droopy eyelid and things still move. I don't think somebody yesterday was like, you look really refreshed. And I was like, well, thank you very much. I was
like, maybe that's pretty much the goal.
It basically is the goal. I think that's the goal with any like Botox or fillers or facelifts or anything like that, is that you don't, well, I feel the goal should be to look refreshed and just like a better, not to look different. People who want to look that's a different type of thing. And that's not me. I always want to look like myself. I just want to look like a little bit better. So yeah, so we just did that. So we'll see how it is next week. I'll give you guys another update and we'll see. Cause this one's not moving as much. My left eyebrow's not moving as much as my right. So we'll see how it's going, but so far so good. I'm happy with it.
So, there you go.
That's kind of the mark, like what you were talking about with your goal of it just enhancing or refreshing and not changing the way you look. That's really kind of how I look at people when I size up their plastic surgery. And I'm like, if they've had too much done, they're like really good plastic surgery. I'm like, money. Mm-hmm. But if they've had too much done, I'm kind of like, they wanted to squeeze. They had like one shot saved up for one batch of plastic surgery. They went over the top. Mm-hmm. They don't. So, I mean, kind of being able to do it subtly and gradually, to me, that's old money plastic surgery. You're not trying to pack it all in.
Exactly. And I want to come off as old money, but except instead of no money. So there we go. But speaking of money, I don't know. Speaking of the stars. So yeah, so it's Stacey's Astrology Corner. If you don't want to listen to astrology, that's fine. Just skip on through this part. But if you do, try to get it out in like 5 minutes or so. So this is just, I'm just going to hit like a couple of things that are happening this week. Last week, I talked about Pluto moving into Aquarius, and that's like a big change for people. But this week coming up, the week of the 25th, there's a full moon in Leo, and you, both of you, are Leo suns. So
damn straight.
It's your full moon time. Mm-hmm. Anything that you kind of, any seed you kind of planted in your life around your Leo new moon, which would have been back in August, there's something you're like, you know what, I think I want to start this or whatever that. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. It could be active or not. That could come to fruition nowadays because the full moon is basically like, like you plant seeds at the new moon and you harvest at the full moon. So anything 6 months from now. So
what did I do back in August? What scheming was I up to
exactly?
Back then?
what fraud were you committing back in August?
I know. I'm trying to think. It moves so rapidly.
Right?
I'm trying to cycle back. That's so many meltdowns and schemes ago.
But like, kind of. Let's see. The biggest thing, in my opinion, is that Mercury and Mars are meeting up together in the sign of Capricorn. And it's just for a couple of days, and people might start feeling it. But it really gets intense on the 28th. But it basically runs from like the 26th through the 28th, that they're running alongside each other. So what does that mean, people? Well, it means that there's a lot of like quick thinking, quick communication, but it could be very like sharp. There could be a lot of harsh words. Watch what flies out of your mouth. Watch what flies out of other people's mouths. Like, people could get like really hot-headed and really hot-tempered, but they're not going to necessarily act it out physically. They might say things. They might be really bad, like keyboard warriors, like just spitting stuff out. You might even do it yourself and just be like, oh my God, what did I just say? You know what I mean? So if all of a sudden you get heated about something, maybe take a step back and take a minute before you actually say anything. It is happening in Capricorn, which is kind of like power structures, government, different things. So, you know what, we easily could see somebody in government or politics or something say something really outrageous or crazy or mean or something. Not like we haven't in the past.
I don't think that won't happen.
Right.
No, it'd be fine. It'll be fine.
But something new or shocking might come out. And you'd be like, I couldn't believe we couldn't go this far and this might happen. And it could happen anywhere. It could happen here in America. It could happen in another country. You know what I mean? So I'm not getting political. I'm just saying that's where, or it could happen from even like a power structure such as like the banking community or something like that, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like Jamie Dimon could say something that we're like, what the hell are you saying, man? So anyway, let me go back to my notes. But it also kind of depends on like what house you have Capricorn in. That all depends. I do Western tropical whole sign astrology. If you don't know what that means, slide into my DMs or Google it. But so if, let's say, if your ascendant is Cancer, then Capricorn is your seventh house. And that's like the house of like partnerships, relationships. So you could have like a verbal spat with your partner or somebody that you're dating. Like you could just get into a quick, you might get hot tempered and have a quick like verbal spat with them. Or if you're single and you're on a date, you might have like really hot witty banter. It could go the other way. Like it could be kind of like sexy. Like, oh, like this guy's called Banta. Mm-hmm. If you got Capricorn in your fifth house, creative ideas could just like shoot out of you like hot lava. but you could also have creative clashes with people as well. So everything has a like a good and a bad side to it. So you always have to like look at that. And if it's in your first house, if you're at Capricorn rising, your brain and your mouth are on fires. Definitely watch what you say and what you do the next couple of days, or those few days, the 26th through the 28th. But Mercury and Mars are also making a square to Chiron, which is an asteroid, and it's the wounded healer. And the square is a harsh aspect. And that harsh aspect like creates tension. So Chiron usually brings up issues around things that happened early on in our life. So Mercury and Mars right there, somebody could trigger you and you might feel like you're being bullied like you were in high school. And then you like really come at somebody or something like that. Or you might feel, it might be triggering like that. So, so watch out for being triggered by somebody else or by something that happens. And it brings up feelings of being, you know, slighted or something that really hurt you when you were younger. That's that square. And then we'll see. And then Mars and Mercury are also squaring the nodes. Which are the nodes are the nodes of fate. They're our karma and our dharma. They're also the points where we have eclipses. So they're basically your karma is where you're coming from, what you're leaving behind, and your dharma is where you're going to. So it's squaring those, but it can be like good things. So it can help you release or gain something. Like you could say something really bad or something like really quick and bad, and you could lose a friendship, but maybe you've been needing to lose that friend. Maybe it's not been working out for you for a while. So you said something or they said something and you're like, okay, that's it. That's done. This is over. Or you could say something like really witty and bantery and you could gain like more followers on Instagram. You know what I mean? Or you could gain something like that. It all kind of depends on like what house you're doing it in. So
it's like, now you piqued my interest. What do I need to say now?
Exactly. Well, like if the nodes are in your second and eighth houses, squaring Mars and Mercury in your 11th, your second house is about like money you get from a job and also like how your self-worth. So you might get news about a job through friends, which is the 11th house. Friends, and that's like social networks, friends, technology could even come through like the internet, something like that. So you might hear about that. And if you got that job that would help you get out, like you would get that job and you wouldn't have to get unemployment anymore. You would stop dipping into your savings, things like that, which are all 8th house things. So you're releasing that, but you have to, you're releasing that need to like rely on other people, like the government or your savings to get you by, and you get to start making money again. But you have to act quickly because it's Mars and Mercury together. And so you have to get that CV off pretty fast, but you have to make sure like at the same time you're making sure that, you know, you're not making any issues. What's the word I'm looking for? Typos. Make sure those typos get done and everything like that, and going to the right people. So it's all kind of quick and fast acting, and just don't say the wrong thing.
It sounds like for all our listeners and us three included, that OnlyFans is calling.
Absolutely.
It's a way to make independent.
I mean, it is the new way of doing things. So yeah, it could happen. It could definitely happen.
We're going to be our own bosses.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But it's all, you know, it's all relative to your personal chart. And for some people, something may not happen. Or you might just kind of realize later, be like, oh yeah, I was really snippy like that day with people. And I didn't realize it, or I thought it was just because I didn't get enough sleep, or I thought, you know, I was just PMSing, whatever it is. And you're like, oh, but it was actually on one of those days that Stacey's mentioned. And you're like, oh, what? Is it a coincidence? Is it real? Is it bogus? I don't know. There we go. So yeah, if you want to know more, slide into my DMs. But I think that's an important one. I think we'll see some people pop off both in our personal lives and also in the public. And we'll kind of go, oh, there we go. That's what's happening. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Kanye said something.
That was the first person that came to mind when you just said pop off in public. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I was like, hmm.
Yeah. I mean, he's just been posting bad content. So now he might just say bad content.
Yeah.
But that's all I got. I try to keep it quick as much as I can.
You know how you can make us pop off in the public? Oh, I like that. By heading on over to Pretty Corrupt Podcast, rate, subscribe, review, and follow. We're on Instagram and TikTok at Pretty Corrupt Podcast and on Twitter at Pretty Corrupt One. Of course, all our personal accounts are linked there, so you can follow along our individual chaotic journeys. And of course, if you haven't listened already, we also have the Bravo Breakdown. Depending on what order you listen to, head on over there. And we will see you next episode. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it.